Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Relatives of those killed on the A5 road in Tyrone have said more lives will be lost if the road upgrade scheme does not go ahead. They were speaking as several hundred people gathered at the Court of Appeal in Belfast, where an appeal against the road development began today. Our reporter Una Kelly was there and she's back with me in Dublin now. What's the background to this, Una?
Cormac, the A5 is often called one of the most dangerous roads in Ireland. It's around 90 kilometres long. It runs through Tyrone and it's a link between Donegal and the main Monaghan to Dublin Road. Now, it's single carriageway most of the way. There are some overtaking lanes. It's mostly unchanged since it was built in the 1960s, but anyone who travels it will know that it now has a large volume of traffic, including plenty of lorries and tractors along it. Now, a scheme to upgrade it to a dual carriageway was first announced back in 2007, but there have been many delays throughout the years and legal challenges. Since 2007, 57 people have been killed in incidents along that road. Now, the Irish government last year said it will give £500,000 towards the project, and the upgrade project was then given the green light by Stormont in October last year. But the following month, a group of residents and landowners began judicial review proceedings against the dual carriageway. And that's angered those who campaign for the upgrade, who are pleading with the objectors to think about the lives lost along the road. Now, Tyrone GAA has played a leading role in a campaign that backs the upgrade. They set up the A5 Enough is Enough group. And GAA President Jarlath Burns actually wrote to county boards last week to encourage them to support the protest outside the court in Belfast today. The chair of the A5 Enough is Enough group, Niall McKenna, said the GAA, in his opinion, had to get involved after so many young players were killed in incidents on the road, including 21-year-old John Rafferty.
John Rafferty from Killyclare was very much an up-and-coming star in the GAA world in Tyrone. And he was the latest at that stage in a long line of GAA people that had lost their lives along this road and affected a lot of communities along the road and a lot of GAA clubs along the road. So as I say, that's why the group formed. We're also, you know, where our GAA centre is on the one of the most dangerous stretches of the road. So we were very conscious that we were bringing young people to training and older people to meetings, and we were potentially bringing them to their death. So we're very conscious of that there. We're also conscious, I suppose, of the fact that we were a strong organisation in Tyrone and that we had a powerful voice and that we wanted to advocate for the new road.
It's been a long-running saga, this road. How would you sum up the feelings of the community around it at this stage?
You're correct. You know, the initial approval for the road was given in July 2007, you know, and since then there has been over 50 deaths, you know, and we would view those deaths as avoidable if the road had been delivered when it should have been. So that there's very strong feeling in Tyrone and wider on this, you know, and that it's something that needs to be done and done urgently.
And that's Niall McKenna there. And he said, it's very interesting, Una, he said in this legal challenge that it's going to be different because the voices of bereaved family members will be heard.
Yeah, that's their intention. The group applied to submit affidavits that will include the perspective of family members of those who were killed on the road, which they hope can form part of this judicial process and underline what they say is the tragedy of the lives lost. Geraldine O'Neill from Strabane was outside the court today.
Thursday will be the 17th anniversary of my brother's accident. He was killed on the A5 just outside the Mellon Country Inn, and he was 20 years of age. He had his whole life to live. And I have to say, I'm just delighted with the support here today and the turnout, and I'm glad that I came to represent the victims.
What does it mean to you to have family members' voices heard at this?
It's fantastic, yeah. I have to admire Niall McKenna and the group that he has brought together that has given us a voice, because up until a few years ago we didn't have a voice and we have now, and it's great to be represented in the courtroom today. It's difficult living on the road every day. I mean, we actually live on the A5 ourselves, and we have two young girls who travel the road every day, and it's not a safe road, and it needs resolved. The problem needs sorted, and hopefully after this, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. Please God, we'll get results after this inquiry.
And that was Geraldine O'Neill there from Strabane, who lost her brother in an incident along the road. And there were also several younger people in their school uniforms who were outside the court. They wanted to speak about losing their classmate. Last year, St Kieran's College in Ballygally held a campaign for the A5 upgrade. 17-year-old pupil from St Kieran's College, Camille, took part in that. And then the very next day, she and 19-year-old Jamie Murr were killed in an incident on the road. 18-year-old Lucy O'Neill from St Kieran's College said she was good friends with Camille and felt it was important to be outside the court today.
We just really want the High Court to know how we're feeling, and as well as all the other families of the other 55 people that have been killed on this road.
Camille lost her life last year. This was after your school had had a campaign about the safety of the road.
Yes, so the day before Camille and Jimmy were killed, we actually had a protest outside our school, symbolising what then was the 55 lives that were lost. So it's really poignant for us to be down here today. Obviously then we thought we got the clear when the A5 was signed off, but unfortunately we're back to square one again here.
What does it mean to you to make your voice heard today here?
What it means for me today is that I don't want, and we certainly no one wants, anybody else to suffer the way we have suffered over the last near a year. We want to make sure that no other ones in our year are afraid of this road, just like I am. And we want to make sure that the road's safe for every user that comes on it. And that's what this new dual carriageway will do.
Lucy O'Neill there. And as you mentioned, Una, the Irish government has said it'll give £500,000 to the upgrade, as it's an important link between north and south.
Yeah, and that was also reflected in who else attended the protest outside the court today. Paddy Carr was there. He's the former Donegal football manager. He said that the road is an issue that affects people across the whole of the northwest of the island.
I firmly believe in my heart that I can represent Donegal people when I say that that road, one of the key arteries into Donegal, a place that brought so many people home, you know, it has been such an enormous problem for Donegal people getting to their natural hinterland. And I think absolutely support everybody who's over the years. It's a road that anybody who has left Donegal has travelled time and time again. And I know particularly with Donegal footballers and all the young lads who've been educated and girls who've been educated in the colleges in Belfast and Dublin and all, that has always been a huge worry for parents with their children coming home. And I think it would be an enormous thing to support this.
And that's Paddy Carr there. Una, this legal process will now, what, last several days or so?
Yeah, a number of days. It could potentially go into next week. And a barrister representing the objectors told the court today, "Nothing I say should be taken as an attack on the families." And he said, "We are all truly sorry for their loss." And the court today heard that approving plans for the upgrade allegedly breaches a legislative goal for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Further grounds for the challenge allege a breach of planning regulations, a breach of habitats regulations, a failure to further consult the public, and a breach of the group of objectors' human rights.
Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed.